Go ahead. So we're going to Bai Rabba, Rabba Bar Avua, Yudches Amadeus. And again, today, as per the suggestion you guys made, we'll try to, you know, serve two masters. We'll do Kiddushin, and then we'll do a little bit of Parsha on the back end.
Bai Rabba Bar Avua, you Nisuan Osim, oh, Irzin Osim.
Okay, so the Fum Riata, Prima Facia. What would you say? Based on what we know so far, would you assume that Yod is Erisin or Nisuin?
I would assume that it's Nisuin.
Why? Correct.
Because it's the purpose is marry her, to help her get met or to help her.
Good, but sharpen it. Why do the mechanics suggest that it would be Nisuin? You have to ask the question. It's a fair question. But why did the mechanic suggest that you, in making that active designation, would be Nisuin?
Because if he doesn't do that, because he's obligated to provide for her.
Because you're using like the Kesef.
Yeah, the Kesef already came in. Excellent. So, right? So the sort of the moment of Kiddushin, so to speak, has already transpired. So what's left to happen? Okay, no, it's a very fair question because, you know, when that money came in, the Shimshi, this was your point earlier, right, that the Tzad Kinyan Shabbo is emphasized. So it's a legitimate question to ask. But, you know, before, you know, if we had a working hypothesis, it would be a reasonable assumption to make that it's Nisuin Osa. Okay. Right, so all of the usual suspects, yeah, everything that we say about Erisin in general, for purposes of Yerushas Habal, or Yerushas Ha'av, right, Tuma in the case of Kohanim, Ulahafer Nidareha, is the father still going to have a voice in that, right? Once Nisuin happens, he's functionally speaking out of the picture.
My Tashma Bibigdo Ba, Kivan Shatirish Talito Aleha.
Check, try that one more time.
Kivan Shatirish.
One more time. Ooh, frosh aleinu sukkah shlomecha. Ooh. What's the?
Pirish.
Pires. Right.
Right.
Ufarsu es hasimla. Right. Okay.
Kivan shep pires talida alah shuvin arasha lemochra.
Okay, so in your own words, just explain what the Gemara's instinct is.
The Gemara's instinct is that it's Erisin.
Good, and why? So there are certain restrictions in terms of what the father can do going forward. Remember, we talked about the begida, both from the father's standpoint and from the baal's standpoint, right? Boged, not to do yud, boged, to be mocher, your daughter. So ein mechira, he can't transact her, right? There's no shifchos achar shifchos. So zvunehu delomaz bin la yude miyayla. But he retains control. So Hanan, in your own words, what's the force of the question? If you would say that Yud Gufa effectuates Nisuin, how would the father retain any control whatsoever? Right? It shouldn't just be a question of an Isser Mechira L'Shem Shivchos. So Elalav, so the Gemara says, Shema Mina. Okay, I'm going to just... You can catch us up on the Rashis a little bit.
Is the first one Yehud?
Yeah, Yehud.
Yehud. Amar le Amito. Le Amito.
Amaso ha'ivriya. Careful.
Hare Yehuda li kesef mik na'echa.
Right, so the kesef has already been given. So that's, Shimshi, that's what we're talking about. I'm trying to figure out, like, well, what's the next phase? So presumably we should be able to go to Nisuin. That was a reasonable assumption. We were all in agreement. Hanan, yes, myself, yourself. Okay, good.
ha-yi-udi mi-ya-id, klomar le-kidushin v'lo l'shem shif-chod mo-chra.
Good. So, you can't be mocher her l'shem shif-chos, but you have rights vis-a-vis her kiddushin. Right, if something happens with this particular adon.
That the father still has rights.
Yeah. So Rashi says, right, we know this from Nedarim, that once she's been married, right, whether that marriage terminates in Gerushin, whether that marriage terminates in Misas Habal, V'neder Almano Grusha, okay, okay. So again, the Gemara is, you know, making a very reasonable assumption that the father's control indicates that it's only Eris and Osa. All right, let's go a little bit further. Okay, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak issues a rejoinder and leaves us back at square one. So it's not so fast that it's Eris and Osa. Well, we'll see the Psak Halacha in just a moment, but what's Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's point?
Since the father gave her over to someone who's obligated to give her all, or obligated in all these things for her, the father's not able to, the father doesn't have control, as much control.
Nachi? What's the...
You're not talking about Yehud.
Exactly, right? We were moving the goalposts. We're shifting the discussion from Yud, the Ama Ivriya, to Isha Stalma. It's an interesting expression in the Gemara, right? Kevan Shemisar Aviyah Lamisha Nishchayah B'Sherek Susa Ve'onasa. Right, you would think that you could say that in one word. Kevan Shenise. It's a very striking line in the Gemara. Okay? So Kevan Shemisar Aviyah Lamisha Nishchayah B'Sherek Susa Ve'onasa Shuv Eino Yachol Mochra. That we really don't know anything about Ama Ivriya. All we have is a halacha in the world of Ishus, that once you're dealing, even if she's a katana, once she experiences nisuin, so the father's status as the adon, zakai bakol b'mitziyasa b'maiseyada b'ksubasa miyom shetivaled ad yom shetibager, all of that goes by the wayside once nisuin takes place. Okay, Hanan, just catch us up on the Rashis, and then we'll be ready to discuss this a little bit further. Agav, our discussion earlier in the week. Oh, so that's the tell. How do I know that I'm talking about Ishus the Alma? Right, Pires Taliso Lav Biyud Kai Elo Bekidush Ketana BeAlma Shalonim Kara. We're not recommending this, but Midaraisa, father has the right to do it. Kevan Shemisar the Mishan is Chayiba B'Sheira Ksusa Ve'Onasa.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, that gets on to the next point. Okay, so Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, we don't know. I mean, there's nothing that we can derive based on this case because we're not really talking about Ama Ivriya, we're talking about Ishus to Alma with the attendant obligations of She'era, Ksusa, Ve'onasa. Okay, so let's take a look at the Piskei Halacha. First the Rambam in Ishus, then the Rambam in Hilchos Avadim, and then the Kesef Mishnah will try to be Miyashev, the Kasha that he presents. Okay, Hanan, go ahead. Okay, good. So is that a surprise to us? Is that consistent with what we saw before?
Yeah.
Exactly. Miyom shetivaled ad yom shetibager.
Sharei ki tishar kol anashim she'inam mitasho el aladah. וכן אם היא אביה בנית אלמה או נתגרשה בחיי אביה, הרי היא ברשות עצמה, ואף על פי שעדיין היא קטן. כיוון שניסי אין לאביה ברשות לעולם.
Okay, so Hanan developed the point. The Rambam is integrating into the same halacha two chaluyos, mida oraisa, that have the same halachic effect. Elaborate. What are the two sort of terminal endpoints of shlitas ha'av?
One is the status of the girl, if she becomes old, when she becomes a
bogeres. One word. One, good, bogeres.
And the second is if she gets...
Another, one word.
Kedushin.
A different word.
Nisuin.
Thank you. Right. Eris said he's still a player. L'yarisha l'tamiwa l'hafer nidareho, as we know. Right, and he would retain rights if nisalmano nisgarisha mina erisin. But nisuin. Okay, so Hanan, what's interesting about this? So you have two parallel tracks, but they take you to the same place, same destination. She's considered Rishas Atzma either through the process of becoming a Bogeres or Nisuin. Those are very different, right? So, to develop that idea a little bit further.
Bogeret is the status of the girl that just, once she, it's that just happens on its own, but Nisuin is a choice that, or something that, or the father, it's a choice that she makes.
Well,
or the father makes.
Right.
But.
Okay, so let me just, I want this to be in very precise terms. So let me give you a little help by asking you more of a leading question. This would be inadmissible in court, but I can do it in shir. Since we're talking about the hafka'a of the bailus of the father, I use bailus as a very specific term, deliberately, because he's an adon. So there are two processes in halacha that result in hafka'as adnos ha'av. Now, elaborate on the essential nekuda that distinguishes them.
Nisuin would be him giving up the rights on it, intentionally. And bogeret is he doesn't have control over that.
So when we're talking about an object, a person, leaving somebody's control, leaving somebody's bailos, leaving somebody's rishos, there are really two different ways that can happen. You think about the difference between nisbagra and nises through that lens.
Either he sells the object, or...
You're getting closer now. Now really focus and drill in.
I don't know what the other side would be.
Refine the lambda. So again, you have... Let's deal with a chayfetz. A chayfetz to alma. And you have a baal. So we know, especially when we're talking about a kinyan haguf, Gavi, so what's a very natural way that you could have hafka'a of bailus? If the chayfetz undergoes what? Shinui. Okay? So when you think about nisbagra, we're talking about, as you alluded to, an independent process by which she changes to the point where there's a natural hafka'a of his bailus. Okay? Masha'in kain nises. Nises reflects a hafka'a of his bailus that's the result of the involvement of a different party. Okay? in the world of Choshen Mishpat, in Mecca Chumim Kar, you would say that some Kona came along. Okay? You'd also say that in the world of Kiddushin. The Kinyan Kiddushin isn't sufficient, but Nisuin is. Okay? So we have two ways of generating a hafka'a of the adnus of the father. Remember we talked about the father is Zakai Bakol. He controls everything. Miyom shetivaled ad yom shetibager. Es biti nasati la'ish hazeh. He's the dominant force. But two things can happen. Either her development into a bogeres, just like a chayfetz that undergoes a shinoi, and or nisuin. The involvement of a different party. In this case, the Baal's involvement at the level of Nisuin is mutually exclusive with the father's control. Merishus, the Rishus Acher. Okay, everybody appreciates how these are two fundamentally different pathways that effectuate the same result. The Hafka'a of the father's control. Miyom Shetivaled, Ad Yom Shetibager, as we saw, and or Nisei. Sorry, I'll go ahead. Correct. That's exactly what we're saying. Natural process. Nachi, go ahead.
I'm still not sure I fully understand the Gemara. If we say Kiman Shinisis Ein Lavi Abarishus Olam, how come the Gemara in the Maskana says that once you get Nisuin, Ein Lavi the father can't sell her, but it still implies that he could be re-miyai her or re-kadish her. We still could ask that question.
Fair enough, but Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak wasn't understanding it as ha velo ha. He wasn't understanding it as an exclusive statement. He was understanding it to be symptomatic of the breakdown of the severance of that relationship. So you can make that diuk. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was just simply saying no. What we're talking about is a case of nisu.
No,
yeah. So he just said that's why the Gemara's next line is Tashma. We just have no idea.
It doesn't exclude
Kevin Shinisis. No, it doesn't. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, how do you know to make that diuk? I could just make a different diuk.
So
Rav
Nachman Yitzchak may be the Rambam may not be possible.
Yeah, the Rambam paskins based on the Hemshech. I just,
no,
you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of which, let's go to that now. So now that we've set up the Lamdus, so Hanan, take us into the world of Yud. Now, what we really don't understand in terms of Yud is, does that represent an irrevocable break of the father's Shlita? Of his adnus, right? If it's nisuin, yes. If it's erusin, then no. Right. So, and the Gemara presented it as a binary thing, right? The Gemara says yud nisuin osa, o erusin osa. Now, again, in terms of the two tracks that we have, you know, bogeres versus nisuin, right? Yud is clearly in the second track. Right, we can't talk about her independent development, the shinoi in her, because we know that there is yitzias simanim. As soon as she would start to change, she's automatically out of the rishus of the kona of the adon in terms of shivchos. Okay, but we'll come back to that in a second. So the Rambam did something, as usual, incredibly fascinating and original. Okay, so Hanan, go ahead.
Are you curious in the inok and to it?
So let's just put the Kesef Mishnah into the record for now. Raise the question and then circle back to the Rambam. Okay, so the Kesef Mishnah is Meir, a very important Nakuda in the Rambam. I don't agree with his conclusion at all, but the point is very well taken, right? The Rambam's paskening here the halacha of Yud, Erisin Osa, Nisuin Osa, and then the Kesef Mishnah sounds like the Rambam starts freelancing. Vim Shloshela lo yasa lo, lo yada lo, velo yada livno, velo niftes begeron kesef, viyata chinam beva simanim kemosha biyarnu. The Kesef Mishnah says, I don't understand. Eini roa matzarech l'rabbeinu lichtov zarei meila. What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? So he says, oh, you know, the Rambam figured, what's the harm? Ala shehishlim nevar ha-pasuk shehischa levar asher lo yada. Okay, that's, I think, highly unlikely to the point of implausible that the Rambam would ever do such a thing. So we have to explain that, but maybe first we can raise another question, and then as we always like to say, two questions is the beginning of a mahalich. The Rambam, ever so slightly, Chanan, as you read, modified the Gemara. What did the Gemara say about Yud? We had an Ibaya, we had a question of the Gemara. Yud?
Osa. Nisuan Osa. Oh, Erisin Osa.
Yeah. So what is the Rambam?
The Rambam says, Yud Ke Erisin.
Oh. And just in case we missed it the first time, Ve'eno. What's he up to?
Maybe it's not exactly like one or the other, but something in between.
To be sure. But tell me what it is. The Rambam felt that it was really neither, but Erisin is the better model, and therefore lehalacha, right, for purposes of Yerusha and Tuma and Hafaras Nedarim, the halachos will parallel the halachos of Erisin, and not the halachos of Nisuin, but the Rambam won't call it Erisin. Ke-Erisin. He resists. Tell me why, and help me explain the Kesef Mishnah's question with a more conceptual solution. You want some advice? Start with the second question. It's easier to figure out. Why did the Rambam then go on to Avim Shloshela Lo Yasala Lo Yada Lo Lo Yada Livno Lo Niftes Begiron Kesef? So don't worry. V'yata Chinam Be'ava Simanim Kemosha Biarno. You still have that independent track where she starts to mature and then she.
The owner still has responsibility for her. Because we see if he doesn't do these things.
Okay, so then how would that? No, im shloshela means yud lo, yud livno, vehefta. Why did Rambam feel the need to state this in this context? And how does that then plug back into saying keiris and lo kinisu? Nachi, pasak dir.
Simonim, you don't leave with the Shinoi. So clearly it can't just be Erisin, otherwise you would leave with the Shinoi. So clearly it has to be on a level of Nisuin, but like I think we saw in the Gemara, it can't fully be.
Nobody's saying Erisin Veino can Nisuin. It's closer to Erisin than just to Nisuin.
But it can't be fully Erisin.
Yes?
Could it be that it's Ke-Erisin in that, and Kinesuin in that it's not Kinesuin, because there are two ways to leave, like Menachem was saying. So Erisin, you're still in the Rishus of the, you're still in the Rishus of your father, but with the Simonim, you're also going to end up leaving the Rishus of your father, so you're accomplishing. So
well, with the Simonim, you end up leaving the Rishus, let's be careful.
The Rishus of
of the Adon. Okay.
Through, I guess, both of those.
Yaakov?
We said Kevash and Isis in La Via Borish Shalom, but by Yod, there is Rish just after.
Right.
So that's why it's not exactly like Erison.
No. Okay, so just say then it's not Nisuin. But why don't you say Hayyid Erisin Osa Veino Nisuin Osa? Why does the Rambam have to be better than the Gemara? Avishai? You're just going to leave the Rambam hanging like that? You think he would do that to you on an Erev Shabbos? Let you go into Shabbos unexplained, subject to... People are going to be talking about this at their Shabbos table. Hear the Rambam said Ke'erison? He wouldn't do that to you. General? Avi?
I don't know, maybe it's like not complete Erison.
That's for sure.
But, we can't say like Erison also.
But what's the essential difference, and why does that motivate the Rambam to then say, Vim Shloshela lo Yasela? Gordon? Okay, now you're getting closer, but we still need more. You're getting closer. Sariel?
Isn't there a lot of the complete comparison of Amad and Rita's Kedusha? As a whole, whether it be Gerson and Erison as a whole connecting day?
I totally agree with that, and that's obviously Lishitaso in terms of ruling out Beatzachinam and completely loading up on the Kicha Kicha. But just take that thought. What do you think was it? And that's what Shimshi is contributing here. So just try to be yotzei mibein shneichem. What did the Rambam not like about it? Yud is not contemporaneous with what? The Kenyan, right? The Kenyan precedes everything. Okay? When there's a standard Kenyanishus, so... In a certain sense, that allows us to project forward. Right? What's going to happen 99 times out of 100? Maybe 999 times out of 1,000. They're going to move from Kiddushin. I mean, nowadays it's 100% of the time. But in Halacha, Shimshi, what is that? When you have a standard case of Kiddusha Ishus, what can you basically project? Exactly. Okay? Now, when it comes to Ama Ivriya, because the Kenyan, the transfer of the Kesef, we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that came much earlier. So now they're coming along, and either the father or the son is saying, okay, we're going to go for it. We're going to go for Yud. But is that comparable to a standard case of Kiddushin? Are we able to project forward with the same degree of confidence? I doubt it. Ad, what words does the Rambam use? Good. So now Shimshi, bring us there. It's basically what you said before, but just with that hey, Ara.
So the Kenyan of Erison was done before, and it's, so it's not like regular in that sense, and it's less certain from Jarl's language in that sense, so it's just not parallel enough to say that it is Erison.
Exactly. I mean, we're going to sort of hold our powder dry in terms of saying that the connection between she and the father is really severed, because we know once there's Nisuin, that connection is really severed. We're not prepared to say that at the stage of Yud, even though it's a step beyond typical Erison, and the money's already been transferred, the Kenyan is the path. Now he's making a declaration, I really want to marry her. But we're not prepared to treat that as full marriage, achati kandes l'chuppa. The father retains his connection to her, hein l'inyan yerusha, hein l'inyan litamila, hein l'inyan hafaras nidareha. And then what does the Rambam reassert, seemingly out of nowhere, very much to the consternation of the Kesef Mishnah, Sariel? even better, not just that it's its own din, that we know, but what does the Rambam then reassert? What halacha does he feel, Ezra, what halacha does he feel the need to repeat?
That she can go free.
Oh, why? Why is he telling us that?
To show that it's not chuppah.
Very good. In other words, the Rambam wanted to make it absolutely clear that this Ama Ivriya, the Rambam wanted to make it absolutely clear that we're not putting all our eggs in this basket. The father's shlita, the father's bailus, is mufka in one of two ways, and only one of two ways. Nisbagra or nises? Now again, in the standard case of kinyanishus, right, the person does the kinyan, we wait, achetikandes l'chapa also, but, you know, we have a reasonable capacity to project forward. There could be a tragedy. He could die. Things might not work out, especially in the times of the Gemara. There was more time for Gerushin. But Yud is a funny case. She was first purchased as a Shivcha. The Kinyan already happened. Now they take that next step called Yud. You might think that that's Nisuin. Right, Hanan, that's where we start. We both were in agreement. That was sort of like the intuitive position to take. Well, Kenyan already happened, so what's left? But, says the Rambam, no. Yud is only a declaration. Al pi halacha, we treat it like Erisin and not like Nisuin. It's not Erisin. Can't be Erisin. It's not contemporaneous with the Kenyan. But we treat it like Erisin. Le'inyin Yerusha, le'inyin Toma, le'inyin Nedarim. We're not willing to treat it like Nisuin. It's meduyok in the Rambam. Why don't you just say Hayyid ke'erisin? Lefikach, eno mistamila, below Yerushan, below Mefer Nedara. Why did the Rambam say Hayyid ke'erisin, ve'eno kinisuin? You can hear the Rambam speaking of it. He says, I know that it really should be like Nisuin. But we're not willing to treat it that way. Ad shetikanes l'chopa. The father still retains that control until we know well and good that she's married off, that she's protected. She'era k'susa l'onas. Remember the diak in the Gemara? That when can we say the father's shlita from his daughter, the Ama, is mufkasha se nises? We shall not rest until we have the confidence of knowing that she will be provided for, that she would be taken care of. Should be like Nisuin. It's after the Kinyan. Hayed ke'eris in velo kinisuin. Al pi halacha, we're not willing to allow that father's connection to be severed. And therefore, what does the Rambam feel the need to say? And oh, and by the way, if the Adon doesn't carry things through, lo, velo livno, and not even in terms of a hefta, v'yatza chinam. This isn't just, you know, well, why don't I finish the pasuk? The Rambam is combining these into the same halachos because it's exactly the same idea. Until she has a home, until she's nichneses l'chopa, the halacha will continue to look after her. Her father is still connected with her, and she has yitzias simanim. It's a remarkable Rambam. We shall not rest until we know that she's come into a full nisuin, achetikanes l'chopa, and that is the same motivating factor in halacha for when she is mivia simanim, she's out of there. Again, as we said, why is she out of there? One very simple reason. Amma Ivriya as an institution can never interfere with her marriage. That's our goal for her. We call this Rambam, the Achet Ikanes L'Chopa Rambam. Yeah. Okay. So we'll hold it up here. We're going to discuss next week the process of Yud and how, again, we have this middle phase. The Kinyan already happened. Nisuin hasn't happened. We have this Yud process. You would think it should be Hanan exactly like Nisuin, but it's not like Nisuin. Can't be like Nisuin because she hasn't been Nechnasas L'Chopa. She doesn't have the protections that we need to give us confidence. So we treat her like an Arusa, not like a Nisua. That's the Rambam's words. Not like a Nisua, not like you would have thought. Because until, as Naomi said to Rus, right, until you come to your place of Menucha, until we can rest assured that she will be protected, as far as we're concerned, the father's connection still exists. And we restate the halacha of Yetziyas Simanim to demonstrate that the entire institution of Amma Ivriya is indeed meant to provide her with exactly that opportunity. Either a marriage home with him, with this Adon, Ad Shetichanes L'Chopa Imo, or Ad Shetichanes L'Chopa Im Acharas.